Welcome to the Section 4 review, Becoming a Client Magnet. We've just learned about attracting versus selling, gaining visibility and credibility, niche to be rich, and implementing the high-tech approach. Rhonda, of these lessons, of these four lessons, which is going to have the most impact for a coach, do you think?
Choosing a niche that's specific, narrowed, sticking with that throughout your whole marketing campaign all the time that you're a coach.
That's really a scary critical. Thing, isn't it?
It is a scary thing. You know, I think it's a little bit counterintuitive to a lot of new coaches, the idea of casting a smaller net as opposed to a big, wide, broad net. And yet, if you go out there and talk to 100 coaches, you'll find that most of them are not marketing to a specific niche consistently and persistently. And those are the same coaches who maybe have two or three clients in their practice at a time, never really get off the ground in their coaching business, and oftentimes they have to go get a job.
I tell you what, having a niche for me was the thing that filled my practice so quickly. And it was easier for me to do. In the beginning, the feedback I hear from coaches is, my goodness, if I drill down to a small niche, then look at all the people that can't be or won't be my clients. And I look at it as kind of the opposite. For me, my niche was working with what I call solo professionals. This would be like chiropractors or accountants or doctors or attorneys. And I chose that specific niche because it was where I had the most experience. And that experience came a few layers up because I didn't start right down there in that finite niche. When I went into coaching, I had come from a background in marketing, and I knew that having a specific market, one that I could serve well and know a lot about, would not only bring me more clients, but it would also help me earn higher fees. So I went after small business owners, and I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and I started going around and networking organizations where small business owners gathered. And so it was easier for me, because if I wanted to keep my market open to everyone, well, then how would I reach them? It would be incredibly expensive. And this way, I was just able to really narrow it down to small business. And then once I got comfortable there, I thought, now I can be even more important and more special to my clients if I specialize even further. And that's when I drilled down into working with solo professionals, a subset of the small business owner.
And if you think about that from the perspective of the client, the person who is bombarded with 3,000 messages a day and constantly being marketed to, if something is in their field of vision and it's directed specifically at them, they're a lot more likely to pay attention than if it's just, hey, you. So there's something really important about narrowing and being able to call forth a particular kind of person, a particular type of industry, a particular level of business person, a particular compelling issue. All of those things help you actually attract the client into your practice as opposed to spending hours and hours and hours marketing here and there, what I call hunt and peck marketing, mm-hmm. where you do a little bit over here and see how that works and do a little over here and see how that works. And it never really takes off for you. The marketing never becomes a well-leveraged machine, a well-oiled working machine that brings you clients naturally.
It's tough because coaching is getting better known, but it's not omnipresent.
Yep.
And when people hear about it and they start to understand it and they start to really think, this might work for me, then they start looking at you, the coach, saying, okay, now is this person right for me? Do they understand me? Can they identify with where I am? And that's why it's so great to have a niche, because when you have a strong niche and you're comfortable in it, you are a better coach. But you also have no competition or very little competition. And that's why the farther you drill down into your coaching niche, the less competition you're going to have.
You know, one of my students in the Certified Coach Program recently said, I'd like to work with parents. And I said to her, well, that's a good start on a niche. And if you want to think a little bit about what are some of the compelling issues that parents are challenged with. And she took off. She started listing some really compelling issues for these people. One was perhaps working with parents who had just gone through a divorce and how the parenting role really shifts when you're divorced from your spouse. And what I said to her is, imagine the difference of going out and saying, I work with parents, as opposed to, I work with parents who've just experienced divorce and need to relearn their parenting style. so much more powerful.
Yeah. And when you find a prospective client that fits that criteria, 90% of your work is done.
They already know that you know something about what they're going through.
Okay. So how do we bring coaches that are at the point right now where they're just trying to think about what their niche might be and it doesn't come to them? How do we sort of open that up for them?
I think the first thing is to really think of sort of the who, what, and how. Who do you want to work with? What do you want to work with them on and how? You know, and as I'm saying this, I want to also just put a caveat in there and say that it's important to know that marketing is not coaching and coaching is not marketing. And what I mean by that is that marketing is essentially the way that you will attract your clients. It is a way to create visibility and credibility so that you can get clients enrolled into your practice. Once the clients are enrolled in your practice, as we all know, coaching's co-creative, and the client gets to bring the agenda. So know that when you're putting together marketing, you're going to need to narrow it down, be specific, be concrete, articulate something that really hooks your client's interest. But that doesn't mean that those are the only topics you're going to coach on, or even necessarily those are the only clients that you'll have in your practice. It happens to me all the time where I specifically work with women entrepreneurs and specifically with coaches who are in their first 3 years of practice. I have it happen often where an individual, a man, will come up to me and say, I'm not a coach and I'm not a woman. Would you still want to work with me? And I say, absolutely. Let's have a sample session and see if we're a good fit. So you can have people in your practice who don't fit your niche and specialty, but if you want your marketing to be easy for you, if you want to create that machine so that eventually you're spending less and less and less time marketing and more time coaching, you need to pick a specific niche.
Yeah. And I think in picking that niche is figuring out what you're passionate about. It's not always what you know or what you're good at, especially if you're coming out of a field that you didn't like or you spent so many years and you don't even want to talk about it anymore. But what are you passionate about? What could you really get into? What specific niche would work well for you? And then once you find that niche, then you can go out and travel in those circles that those prospective clients are walking in. And when you do that, you're going to be in your natural environment. For me, being with other small business owners was perfect because I could identify with exactly where they were. And so going to the meetings and so forth was not a big deal. It was not, oh, God, I got to go out and market myself. It wasn't about that. And the whole trick, I think, about marketing is not to have it feel like it is marketing, because none of us like to sell ourselves. And so let's do something that's fun and passionate and let people see you having fun. And let people see you in an environment where you're enjoying what you're doing and they're going to be attracted to you.
That passion is like the pontoons that are going to carry you, you know, navigate you across the channel. If you don't have passion for what you're doing, eventually it's going to become a drudgery. And you know what? So many of the jobs that I've had in my life, so many of the positions I've had in my life have been a drudgery. Coaching has never been like that because it's totally based on passion. What I love to do, what I love to talk about, what I love to explore, and people I love to spend time with and support. So that passion is really important.
And you can tell when you have a client that doesn't meet or match that passion, or that has somehow got past that initial session and seemed like a good fit. But then as you get into that coaching relationship, it's like, oh, this is starting to feel like drudgery. Maybe it's not a good fit.
Yeah, good fit is a really important piece, to know that sometimes you're going to have to let go of a client because they're not a good fit, in order to really sustain the health of your business and the passion that you feel for it.
So hopefully this helps you define your niche a little bit more, or make you a little bit less hesitant about going and drilling down to a real specific niche that you can be passionate about. What's really going to push you forward when you have this niche is knowing what your message is and pounding on that.
Yes, well, this is so important. You know, recently I've been redoing my website. So I hired a consultant and he said to me, Rhonda, what's the number one message you want to convey on this website? And what's the number one action you want your visitors to take once they alight on your website? And those questions, I realized, are applicable to absolutely every form of marketing we can do. Whether you're giving a presentation, a workshop, putting together an e-zine, whether you're just writing your brochure, what is the number one message you want to convey? What is the number one action you want to take? after the person receives your marketing.
And it's important to stay on that message too. And it's easier when you have a niche because they become known for that. And don't be afraid to repeat yourself too. Oftentimes we get into a group and we start talking to someone at a networking event, for example, and they ask you what you do and you get into the topic and you do your 30-second message and you feel real comfortable about it. And then you move on to another group or another person and you feel like you're repeating yourself. And even though you are, that's what works. The repetition of the message is what really pushes it home. Once people realize what you stand for and who you are and what you talk about and what kind of coaching clients you have, then they start doing the marketing for you because it becomes real easy for them to repeat what you've told them over and over again.
That's right. That's part of branding yourself.
Yeah.
In order to brand yourself, in order to be known as a brand, Rhonda Hess, the brand, you know, in order to do that, you need to have that repetition. And it comes in the form of many different approaches. There's something that I like to talk about, which is the magic suite of marketing. And a magic suite that has worked for just about every coach that I know is a well-developed website with a strong message directed at one specific target market, an electronic newsletter or an e-zine put out, say, bi-weekly. And again, these are on topics that are directed at and perfect for your target market. And then a handful of high-touch approaches, things like workshops, seminars, teleclasses, public speaking, again, that all are directed at your target market. And you don't want to, again, go back to doing what I call hunt and peck, where you try this workshop out, and then next time you try a whole different topic out, and then maybe you reach over here for this topic and you try that. If you really want to become known, develop 1 to 3 key topics to speak on, key topics to give a workshop or seminar on, and put those out again and again and again so that people are seeing you in the marketplace and your message in the marketplace over and over.
I think the whole message here, the whole theme, Ron, is less is more. Whether you're talking about your market niche or your message or how you deliver it, be consistent, narrow down, figure out who you really want to work with and be valuable to them, and you'll have less competition. It'll be easier for you to market to them. And then in terms of your message, well, then you've already helped narrow your message down. Make sure it's something that you're passionate about and that you feel comfortable really sharing that message in different forms with a lot of different people.